is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Gallup poll. President Biden's approval rating has hit an all-time low amid his re-election campaign launch. I welcome Dan Henniger, writing Wonderland column and deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, who's examining this launch of the re-election campaign in light of the lackluster polling that's been true for some time. An all-new low doesn't break the trend that's been trending down for some months. Dan, a very good evening to you. This is not the textbook version of a re-election campaign launch. And yet, the Biden campaign is confident, acts confident, that it can raise the money and that the president can win if his candidate is, and that small video that they issued the day of the announcement, if his candidate is the former president. You observed in your column that if it's anyone other than the former president, the Democrats have committed themselves to a direction that can't win. Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. Yeah, I think that sums it up. It's certainly unusual for a party to get behind a president who's in something resembling free fall. It has been going down like this for a while, and you look at President Biden's performance, and difficult to see any real reason out there why it would turn back up. Obviously, some of the disaffection is with what we euphemistically call his age, and while most adults have given him a low approval rating, younger voters, say under 35, I mean, his numbers are really low, and that includes young Democratic voters. They just don't want Joe Biden to run again. But what I tried to make a distinction in my column between what civilian Democrats think about Joe Biden's future and what professional Democrats, and that is to say those who work inside the Beltway. And I think they've made the calculation that it's beginning to look as though the odds are good that his opponent will be former President Donald Trump. They thought that was affirmed by the midterm election results in which most of the Trump-backed candidates lost. And I think just Trump's behavior, which is remains volatile and tumultuous, he continues to argue that the last election was stolen or rigged, ensures that once again, most independent voters out there are not going to be able to vote for Trump. And that means they default to the incumbent president, Joe Biden, notwithstanding his popularity. I think if somehow Trump had decided not to run and the opposition were one of five or six Republicans all of us could name, likely there would have been there would have been a primary challenge to President Biden unless he chose not to run again. But it's all built around the assumption, not guaranteed, I would say, by the way, but around the assumption that Donald Trump will be the nominee. And because of the disaffection of independent voters for him, even a damaged Joe Biden could win. I will just say quickly, though, John, as I said at the end of my column, there's a cliche puts it, it's early. I mean, here we are in April 2023. It is possible we could be, among other things, be heading towards an economic downturn at the end of the year, maybe a recession next year. There is probably a point beyond which the president's approval ratings cannot continue to go so low that they would not indeed produce primary challenges from other Democrats.
How is it that Mr. Biden is not a favorite of the Democrats? After all, he has permitted, endorsed, executive order directed, vouchsafed all of the, to my knowledge, dream aspirations of the Democratic progressives who command the party.
Well, again, I think that it shows the distinction between the professional Democrats in Washington and those that are just kind of normal people out in the country. As I wrote, I think that one of the big reasons, I mean, there was a point back there last year when even professional Democrats were having second thoughts about Biden. But I do think, John, if what happened is something along the lines you were suggesting, which is that the activist progressives suddenly came to understand that with a completely passive president like Biden, they are able to run the government, run the bureaucracies, and implement rules, regulations, executive orders that they've been trying to do for years. And this is about, you know, in some ways, the perfect Democratic president for them, someone who just doesn't get in their way. Typically, John, if a person becomes president of the United States, they have all these kind of personal whims and interests. They want to be active. They want to be a participant. They want to direct policy. Here you have a president who has no interest in doing any of that. And so the people running the White House, the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, the National Labor Relations Board, just the list goes on and on. Many of them filled with allies of Senator Elizabeth Warren are running this government. And so I think those Democrats have become happy to have Joe Biden as president. And I would go so far to say they would be pleased if somehow he won a second term and needed to step down and was succeeded by Kamala Harris. It would essentially be more of the same, another passive president.
The Democrats do have vigorous choices. I named three governors in your column, Governor Pritzker of Illinois, Governor Newsom of California, Governor Whitmer of Michigan. They would advance the progressive agenda. They would please the professional Democrats, and they have vigor. They are ready to go. The question is, who is holding Mr. Biden to a second term? Is it Mr. Biden entirely then?
Well, let's not rule out the appeals of the Oval Office and Air Force One. I mean, this is an individual who spent more than four decades in politics and clearly has always wanted to be president. And there he is. He is president. And I think he and his family understand it. And sort of like Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who clearly should give up her seat, but won't. And I think you've got a president here who similarly is not going to step back unless forced to. So the Democrats are locked in with this candidate.
The reelection campaign is in train. Kamala Harris, the vice president, will remain on the ticket. And what we have now is what we can expect after 24. Is that correct, Dan?
Yeah, I think it would definitely be more of the same. And that's the question, I think. The big question is kind of sitting in front of Republican primary voters. I mean, people can disagree with my assessment that Trump cannot win, but I don't think that opinion is an outlier. So it's up to Republican primary voters to kind of come to grips with whether they want to take their chances with a second Trump candidacy or whether they want to try to find someone else. They could pull over more of those independent voters who abandoned Trump and avoid a second Biden term, which would, as I'm suggesting, John, extend for eight straight years.
Yes.
Progressive control of the government. And that would change this country significantly.
Daniel Henniger, Wall Street Journal. I'm John Patrick.